This is an urge surfing meditation from chapter 13 in the Practicing Happiness book. This exercise takes about 8 or 9 minutes. It's a way of learning to deal with urges and temptations to do things that you know you'll regret later. Mindfulness teachers like to compare thoughts and feelings to waves in the ocean. Depending on the weather conditions, the waves vary in size and strength, but they're always present. Nothing can make the ocean completely smooth. Surfing is a skillful way to handle waves. Rather than trying to stop the waves or getting overwhelmed by them, we allow them to be as they are and ride them as they rise and fall. When we have urges and cravings to do things that we know we'll regret later, it can be helpful to remember this image. Like waves, urges start small. They get stronger and more intense, and then they subside. Before you start the exercise, take a few moments to think of a situation in which you feel an urge, a craving, or a temptation to do something you'll regret later, something that's inconsistent with your values or goals. If this is your first experience with this exercise, choose an urge that's not too powerful, yet not too easy. Here are some examples you might consider. An urge to play a computer game instead of working. An urge to watch another TV show instead of going to bed. An urge to shout at someone, get into an argument, or lose your temper in some other way. An urge to drink or eat more than you think you should. An urge to buy something you can't afford. If you need more time to think of something, pause the recording for a moment. Now to begin, sit in a position that feels awake and alert, and also comfortable and relaxed. Close your eyes so that you can imagine your scenario as clearly as possible. Or if you'd rather not close your eyes, gaze downward at a neutral point, such as the floor a few feet in front of you. As you follow the rest of the instructions, remember the image of the wave. Your urge, craving, or temptation is the wave. Your goal is to ride the wave as it grows and then subsides, observing it mindfully and accepting it as it is, without giving in to it. Also remember that at any point, if the exercise begins to feel too intense, you can open your eyes, move your body a bit, and shift your attention to your surroundings or to your breath. And then when you're ready, resume the exercise. Now for a few moments, observe the sensations of your body in the chair. Observe your breath and allow it to flow in and out just as it is. Take the next 15 seconds or so to bring to mind the scenario you decided on, the situation that creates urges or cravings to do something you'll regret later. Picture the situation in your mind as clearly as you can. Where are you when this urge comes up? What's going on? Is anyone else there? Now imagine the events that led up to this urge. Picture yourself now right at the point where the urge is the strongest, but you haven't acted on it yet. Pause here in your mind's eye. without giving in to the urge. Notice how your body is feeling at this point. What sensations are here? Where do you feel them? Are they shifting or fluctuating? Notice what thoughts are going through your mind. Recognize that they're thoughts and observe them. Notice what emotions are present. Are you sad, angry, afraid, hurt, embarrassed, or disappointed? Are you happy or excited? As best you can, be gentle with yourself. Let go of judgments. Remember that urges and cravings are normal human experiences. We all feel them. Allow the urge to be there without trying to change or control it. Observe what it's like to feel the urge but not give in to it. Take your time. Remember to breathe. The breath is your surfboard. Breathe with the urge and with any sensations, thoughts, and emotions that are present. Linger in this moment in a friendly, interested way. Practice willingness to feel the urge and refrain from the tempting behavior. Observe, is there something behind this urge? Something you need or long for? A problem that needs attention? When you're ready, let go of the scenario you've been imagining. Shift your attention back to your breathing. Observe your breathing for another half a minute or so. Then the bell will ring, and that will be the end of the exercise.